WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief: President Trump is announcing Japan's SoftBank is investing $100 billion in the U.S. over the next 4 years.
This historic investment is a monumental demonstration of confidence in America's future.
The company promises to create 100,000 jobs in the U.S. focusing on artificial intelligence. In a statement purported to be from Syria's ousted leader Bashar al-Assad, he says his departure from the country was not planned, that the Russian military evacuated him after its base came under attack. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow.
He talks about Syria falling into the hands of terrorism.
Unexplained drone sightings have now raised concerns in at least 6 northeastern states. CBS's Chanel Call.
Some have called the multiple sightings hysteria. Officials say of the 5,000 drone tips received, fewer than 100 required follow-up.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new initiative to increase access to housing for residents struggling with mental health or substance abuse issues. The initiative will provide housing support services to state Medicaid members experiencing or at risk of experiencing homelessness through local partners, including organizations affiliated with a tribal nation or the Department of Housing and Urban Development's Continuum of Care program. Those services will be offered beginning on February 1st. Wisconsin residents will see the largest increase in K-12 property taxes since 2009 this year. As school districts across the state struggle to keep up with their funding needs, they've turned to their communities with operational referendums. Nearly two-thirds of all districts in the state have passed a referendum over the last few years, and this year residents will pay around $327 million more because of it. The K-12 property taxes increased by 5.7% this year after jumping 5.4% last year. Aspirus Health has announced the official location for their new planned hospital. The roughly 22-acre site will be located along Chippewa Crossing Boulevard just east of the city fire department, and the Chippewa Falls City Council is expected to review the measure at their meeting on Tuesday. Organization officials say they're hoping to complete construction within 18 months after breaking ground in the spring. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative is also considering reopening St. Joseph's Hospital in the same area. One of the two people accused of stealing an SUV in Barron County during a test drive has been sentenced to probation. According to court documents, 24-year-old Ariana Line of Cameron and 34-year-old Nicola Lowe of Webster were charged with felony theft after taking the vehicle for a test drive and never returning to the dealership. Line entered a guilty plea to the charges in October and was ordered to maintain complete sobriety as part of the plea. Line and Lowe were also ordered to jointly pay nearly $2,000 in restitution. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers defeat the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay led 20-6 at the half and went on to win 30-13 over the Seahawks in Seattle. The Packers defense, 7 quarterback sacks, special teams with a good kick return and 3 field goals. On offense, wide receiver Romeo Doubs back from a concussion with 2 touchdown catches.
That's just part of us just getting better collectively as a core. Yeah, I just look forward to progress, cleaning up the details on tape and just moving on to the next opponent.
Quarterback Jordan Love.
Coming out fast, putting up some touchdowns early. You know, defense doing a great job getting the ball back for us. But, you know, that's when we're at our best, is start fast, getting the ball, putting up points, and going from there.
Packers linebacker Quay Walker left the game with an ankle injury. Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith having an MRI on his right knee after being sacked in the third quarter. Sam Howell took over the rest of the game. NBA, the Bucks getting ready to face the Thunder in the NBA Cup Finals in Vegas. Tip-off time tomorrow night at 7:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
A dark and dreary day today with mostly cloudy skies, patchy fog, and some spotty drizzle. Winds are a bit breezy too, out of the southwest, gusting around 25 miles per hour with high temperatures tapping 40. As we hold steady for most of the day in the upper 30s, we slide below freezing tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that, to me, is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your kink?
Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Dom Selvia. Coming up Monday, we'll talk gas prices heading into the holidays, and it's not too late to run for local office. We'll tell you how.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our home at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text, you can leave a comment. If you're watching on the live stream, they have their own party going on over there on Facebook, YouTube. It is fun. And the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. Coming up at 11:30, they are fighting back against phone scammers in England with a unique tool, and we're going to talk about that. Of course, we will wrap up the show as we always do now with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it is the What's in a Name edition, so stay tuned for that. Right now, as promised, grab your cell phone, pull up the Civic Media app, whatever station you're listening to across the state, go to the text button and text the word lights, L-I-G-H-T-S. Text the word lights. This hour, we are playing for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. Everyone who enters is going to be in the grand prize drawing for one of 8 grand prizes for our grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest. Everything from espresso machines to robot vacuums to a snowblower to luggage. This hour's word is lights, L-I-G-H-T-S. And you are playing for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort, so good luck.
I believe I ordered some pomp and circumstance with my word, Calvin. Didn't get the chance. Calvin, give me some pomp and circumstance.
The word this hour is lights. L-I-G-H-T-S. Are you happy now?
I just love, I love the
pew pew. Text the word lights, L-I-G-H-T-S. You have until noon. And don't forget, if you haven't yet used your extra entry,
yeah,
when you text the word lights on the mm-hmm. Civic Media app, you will get a response back from us, provided you haven't blocked the messages.
Yes.
And if you click on that link, that will give you a couple of different options, like signing up for our newsletter, and you'll get a bonus entry.
Yeah.
Just one.
Just one bonus entry, but that gives you one more
chance.
I mean, you get 4 chances a day, 4 times. You get 20 chances a week. 21.
Look at you.
Doesn't 21 sound so much better than 20?
Mathing live.
Oh my gosh! Right,
so impressive.
My mathematical abilities are good. They're so good.
Text the word lights. L-I-G-H-T-S. And good luck your next chance in the 1 o'clock hour with the still out on the West Coast, Todd Alba. He was at the game last night.
Fancy pants.
I know. Next chance with Todd in the 1 o'clock hour and then with Dom Selvia between 4 and 5 p.m. So keep it right here on the Civic Media Network. As promised, I would love to know how you feel about this. Headline reads, this is from WPR. Hesselbein to revive medical marijuana bill as Senate Democrats sway new power. This article from Anya Van Wagendonk with 18 Republicans and 15 Democrats I think they're going to need our votes to get anything done. Dianne Hesselbein is the Senate Democratic leader.
Mm-hmm.
She says she will introduce a bill to legalize medical marijuana the next legislative session and thinks it could stand a chance. After the Democrats picked up four seats in the chamber and ended the Republican supermajority. So with 18 Republicans and 15 Dems, they're going to need our votes to get anything done. Although that doesn't always seem to be their priority.
No.
Accomplishing things.
No. Does anybody want an impression of how they run meetings in Wisconsin? We're in session. We're done.
Gavel in, gavel out.
Have a good day. And that's on top of a 10-month vacation.
Yeah. Hesselbein, a Democrat from Middleton, said she's already spoken with some GOP leaders, including Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu and Senate President Mary Spelskowski, both Republicans. Devin Lemahieu has been pretty consistent with being against this, hasn't he?
Yeah. Yes, he has. What's funny is that the most open-minded person that's been in the GOP that has been vocal about it has been Robin Voss. But open on his terms.
It was the whole state run.
Yeah, this year he put forth a bill that would legalize medical marijuana, and the legalization terms was probably the strictest in the country. You had you had to be suffering from
one of five things.
You had to have an actual your doctor's note, and then there would be I think five state-run dispensaries. Because, you know, the party of less spending and less government, let's create a whole new agency, build new buildings, and make it that happen that way. But it died very quickly, and it didn't even go to the Senate.
No.
Devin Lemahieu doesn't like to bring up bills in the Senate. He's not a fan.
Stop trying to make him get things done.
I know.
Please. He's had a pretty good run all this time with not accomplishing anything. Why start now?
Why sully that record?
Ruin your record.
Yeah.
The most recent Democratic-authored marijuana legislation bill called for full recreational and medicinal usage in Wisconsin. No Republicans signed on to that. And Dianne Hesselbein says she still thinks that recreational legalization is a non-starter.
I don't disagree with that. I think when you are in a state like Wisconsin that is, we are surrounded by legal marijuana. I think with the exception of Iowa, it's both legal and recreational. Recreational is going to be hard to do. So just let's one step at a time. And by the way, folks, I know if you're watching the live stream, this is hard to believe. I don't smoke weed. I just think it doesn't make sense to have this be illegal and see our tax dollars, our spending revenue and tax dollars going to other states. It has been shown time in and time again that marijuana legalization provides hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenue. The problem, Jane, is that we have a GOP running Madison who thinks, that's great, we'll take in all that money, and then we'll just look at it.
And count it.
We'll count it. And then we'll give it back to the people in such little increments that we can say, hey, we gave the money back to you.
We gave you a tax cut.
I hope you enjoyed that $44.
Unless you're on the upper end, of course, when you tend to get a much larger bump from those tax cuts. Calvin?
Well, I think it's the lawmakers in Wisconsin need to grow up and realize, they feel like the elementary schoolers who just watch DARE and are like, we are never going to do drugs. That is so bad. It will mess you up forever.
I am scared straight.
Marijuana is probably one of the more nuanced substances there are. I think there is definitely room for regulation and laws restricting its use, but the fact that it can generate so much revenue for the state and the fact that we encourage alcohol and tobacco consumption, it doesn't make sense that it's not legalized.
Well, and Alicia on the live stream says we'll have to ask Robin Voss if he's still bought and paid for by the Tavern League.
Well, okay. I know I had to eat some pretty big crow on that one. Dan Schaefer did a deep dive on this topic earlier this year, and it has always been the belief that the Tavern League is the reason why legalization isn't happening.
Right.
Dan Schaefer called the Tavern League, and the lady he spoke to get an answer said, We don't sponsor any sort of blockage. We have no fight in this whatsoever. People say it all the time. We are not lobby because as a group that has a lobbying arm, they have to register as lobbyists and what they are doing there, what their business
what they're lobbying
is,
for.
And they're not lobbying on against marijuana legalization.
Interesting.
At least out in the open on public records. Behind closed doors, I don't know, but I do not. And that's not me trying to spread a rumor, but I trust Dan Schaefer, and Dan Schaefer did the digging. And I had been saying for years, it's the Tavern League. Well, it's not.
Well, and I think I don't know that I buy the argument that if we legalize recreational marijuana, people aren't going to go to bars anymore.
Oh, yeah,
right. I don't see that as a guarantee.
No, I know people who get high and drink. I know people who get high. I know people who drink. I know people who go to bars and don't drink. Like, people are complex.
Well, and they're going for the socialization if you want to go out to a bar.
So, yeah, this notion that, like, it's going to somehow...
Kill the Tavern League?
No, it's not. It's not going to. Wisconsin is... We have a huge drinking problem here. It's not... Legalization of marijuana is not going to help that.
No, it's not. Matt from Middleton texting in, CBD and the gummies help with pain relief and help folks not turn to dangerously addictive and powerful pharmaceuticals. I would agree with that. And I know, again, in my previous job, when I had the opportunity to talk to some veterans who suffer from many different things, from PTSD to, and they don't want to take pills.
No.
When they can say what you will about marijuana, it is a naturally occurring substance.
Yep. Yeah, Calvin?
Well, this is, I guess, a broader political point, less so about Wisconsin, but I think maybe the Republicans, especially on the national level, get to push things that might not even happen or that really fires up their base. I don't understand why national candidates from the Democratic Party haven't taken up for marijuana legalization, and maybe Kamala Harris, with her history as a DA, wasn't the right person to deliver that message. Mm-hmm. But I think a Democrat running on marijuana legalization could get some momentum behind them.
Cory Booker did try to introduce legislation into the Senate a few years ago. Didn't go anywhere. Every time a comic comes to the Laughing Tap, they'll stand on stage and say, marijuana is legal in Wisconsin, right? And you hear just a sea of no. And they're shocked because they think, not that they were like
behind
drunks and potheads, that we're behind, that we're not as progressive.
John from Oshkosh texting in, I'm generally progressive, but I don't buy the legalization of this. The cost of social programs will offset any tax revenue. Look at alcohol. Marijuana is addictive and leads to issues with all areas of someone's life. I worked in corrections, had people who couldn't quit pot, lost jobs, lost families, lost freedoms because they couldn't quit even though they wanted to. I still work on human services, and I see the negative effect it has on people's lives. I'm not disputing your lived experience, John. I don't doubt that that's the case for some, but I still think that if we're going to compare the destruction of alcohol versus the destruction of marijuana, I still think booze is worse.
And I personally do not think people get addicted to marijuana. I think they get addicted to getting high. There's a difference. And we can keep this going. I just don't agree with that.
You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. We will be right back. Stay close. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help.
No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
93.5 The Tap.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calviente on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call, text, leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 11:30 news, there is a new effort in England to stop phone scammers, and it's pretty unique.
It's amazing.
It is pretty cool. So we're going to kick that around a little bit. We will wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the What's in a Name edition. And if you ever see a story that you think that shouldn't be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. You can also use that email if you ever have a topic you think we should discuss, maybe a guest you think we should have on. Something going on in your community that you would like us to highlight, please email us at janesays@civicmedia.us. And don't forget, it is underway this hour, our statewide Text to Win grown-up gift list Text to Win contest. The word this hour is lights, L-I-G-H-T-S. The word you want to text via the Civic Media app is lights, L-I-G-H-T-S. It's your chance to pick up an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells and then be in the drawing for one of eight grand prizes. Contest is going to wrap up at the end of this week.
Get that extra vote, people.
Get that extra vote. We could use it. We could absolutely use it. Text the word lights, L-I-G-H-T-S, via the Civic Media app. Before we went to the break, we were talking about a potential of bringing up medical marijuana bill now that Democrats have picked up a few seats in the assembly, and just going through a couple of texts that have been coming in that I wanted to share before we move on from this. We have Steve from Milwaukee says alcohol is definitely more destructive for many people over marijuana. John from Oshkosh, which I think is an interesting point. Booze may be worse now because it's legal and everywhere and has been that way for decades. Prolonged marijuana use makes organic changes to the brain and neural pathways. Matt from Germantown checking in. Marijuana isn't physically addictive as are other drugs like booze, in that you don't go into withdrawals in the same way, but almost anything is addictive, and addiction to marijuana in that aspect is a real thing.
I don't know. It's just for me, I have friends who've been smoking weed since middle school. They are productive people. They have children.
They're productive members of society.
They are not missing. They didn't, you know, did they miss class? Maybe, but they're not dangerous. They're not ne'er-do-wells. They're not thieves. Where their brains are now versus 25, 30 years ago, they don't seem rotted out. The fact that if somebody has an individual reaction to marijuana, that's for them to deal with. Those cases cannot be held to keep progress back. The progress being hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenue, small businesses being created, jobs, not to mention the fact that if you have a good market, people will come to you. I know a lot of people complain about Illinois portions, taxes, availability, the secret corporate underhanded way they do it down there versus Michigan. But it's not a viable. Some people you work with, maybe like just being too much of a weed head is not a viable reason to keep progress behind. And as they've said before, alcohol is available without a problem. And it's been around for hundreds of years.
But causes lots of problems.
Yes, absolutely.
Len from Madison texting in, there's a considerable difference between a psychological dependence and a physiological addiction.
Yeah.
And another texter listening on in Green Bay on WGBW, hemp products are legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Delta 8 and 9 low levels and 10 are legal. It's sold in many locations mm-hmm. in the state, which is interesting to me.
Which I wanted, yeah, we didn't get to. And
why that's allowed.
Because they're hemp-based and I believe they're synthesized. But also, you can get high in this state. You can go to a corner gas station and buy some Delta 8, Delta 9, Delta 10. So why not just have the other part of the plant?
Well, and again, do we have to do everything for money? No, but again, when we talk about the millions and hundreds of thousands of dollars that are going to other states.
Yes.
Where they have legalized marijuana, it will be interesting to see. It will be interesting to see if this even gets any discussion.
Well, the way things are going in that legislature, I don't know if they will. But I applaud State Senator Dianne Hesselbein fighting the good fight to do it. And I would love to see it happen. I think it would have tremendous amounts of positive impacts on the state.
Even Iowa has medical marijuana.
Iowa has medical marijuana.
Of all states.
People.
I'm looking at the text come in on the text line. The word this hour is lights, plural. LIGHTS. Someone listening here on WAUK just texted in light. It's got to be lights, LIGHTS, in order to be a valid entry. So don't forget that spelling is important. Spelling is a thing.
And also, this is your friendly reminder, if you are listening to the repeat of this episode somewhere in the 3 a.m. hour, the text-to-win grown-up gift statewide contest is not applicable right now, as this is a pre-recorded tape show you were listening to, which is not live.
We wish we could include you.
Yes!
We do wish we could include you, but if you're catching the rerun in the middle of the night, which is when our show reruns,
yeah,
you can't enter, unfortunately. I would love to get your vote.
Because go for it!
We're still in second place.
Set an alarm at 11 a.m. So at 11:06, you can get the word.
Text it in.
Go back to sleep.
Bingo, bongo, bongo.
Bob's your uncle.
All right.
Yeah, I have strong opinions on this one.
We are going to have a cookie contest.
Speaking of marijuana.
Speaking of the munchies. Next Tuesday, we will exchange cookies.
Again.
This is our second annual.
The
second annual cookie exchange. It all goes on Calvin's grandmother. Calvin's mother has to make the cookies. Do you have your recipe picked out?
Not even close.
All right. I have mine picked out.
Great.
We'll talk about this a little bit
more
tomorrow.
Mine might look like an O&H Kringle. I'm just putting it out
no,
there.
No, that does not count. News is coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin pediatric health officials say type 2 diabetes has risen dramatically in kids and teens over the last couple decades. According to UW Health Kids officials, the main cause of the rise has been genetics, making it difficult for kids and teens to cut down on their weight regardless of how healthy they eat or how much exercise they get. Scientific studies have linked cases of parents with diabetes or general obesity during pregnancy to a higher risk of type 2 diabetes in their kids. Health officials say the right medication can make the biggest difference. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced $1 million in grant funding to provide water quality and fish consumption education. The funding was provided through the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and will be targeted towards parts of the state with higher rates of food insecurity and water contamination. With the funding, local partners will conduct outreach and education programs to share information on water testing in rural communities where fishing serves as a more consistent source of food access. State Senator Jesse James of Altoona says he's filed a police report against his daughter for improperly removing $32,000 from his campaign account. According to a statement on Friday, Senator James's daughter was serving as his campaign treasurer and had improperly withdrawn the funding over the course of 2024. He says all the improperly withdrawn funds have been returned, and he filed a report with the Altoona Police Department claiming nobody is above the law. The Altoona Police Department is conducting an investigation. The man charged with first-degree murder in a 50-year-old Dunn County cold case has entered a not guilty plea. 84-year-old John Miller of Minnesota appeared in court on Friday to enter the plea, and the court imposed a $1 million cash bond. Miller is accused of killing Mary Schlace in 1974 as she was hitchhiking across the state to Chicago. She was found dead in the town of Springbrook on February 15, 1974. Miller was arrested in early November thanks to DNA evidence. His next court appearance is scheduled for February 21st. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Zombie fans will be excited to learn that the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later franchise is just around the corner. The film is called 28 Years Later and stars Aaron Taylor-Johnson and Ralph Fiennes. Boyle returns to the director's chair for this film after executive producing the second installment of the franchise 28 weeks later. Ben Stiller can be downright rude, at least when he's playing Hal, the role he is playing again in Happy Gilmore 2 with Adam Sandler. In an interview with Yahoo News, Stiller said about his character, "He's just so mean and he just hates Happy so much. You don't have to worry about having any redeeming qualities or being likable," which is great. For whatever reason, the plot for Happy 2 is being kept completely under wraps. Shooting for the film has been completed and a tentative release date is set for July 2025 on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A dark and dreary day today with mostly cloudy skies, patchy fog, and some spotty drizzle. Winds are a bit breezy, too, out of the southwest, gusting around 25 miles per hour with high temperatures tapping 40. As we hold steady for most of the day in the upper 30s, we slide below freezing tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbus Show.
We're going to meet each other out in beautiful Seattle. My youngest godson lives out there. He works for the Navy at the Bremerton Naval Shipyard.
This is like your trip to L.A. There's always a connection over here.
Well, sure, because there's no hotel cost. I crash on people's couches. Right?
You are as innovative as you are cheap. That's a beautiful thing. You are correct. Thrifty, my friend. Are you sure Todd's a former Republican? Yes. Yes, he is.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Is marijuana legalization a mistake? Elton John thinks so. We'll discuss that and a whole lot more on the next Earl Ingram Show.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings, 8 till 10.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin on the board coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text, you can leave a comment on a live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We do have breaking news as we come back on the air. Madison police are investigating a shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. Multiple injuries have been reported. This remains an active, ongoing investigation. They will release more information as it becomes available, but they are asking the public to stay away from the area. Roads will be blocked off along 4900 Buckeye Road in Madison. Drivers and community members asked to find alternate routes. Again, there is an investigation of Madison police of a shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison with multiple injuries reported. This is still an active and ongoing investigation. Avoid the area, please. It's very important so that they can do their work. And as soon as we get any updates on this, we will absolutely let you know. This is never news that we want to share.
Exactly, yeah.
Just a reminder that we are underway with our statewide text to win contest. The word this hour is lights, L-I-G-H-T-S. The word this hour is lights. You want to text that in via the Civic Media app, and you are in the running for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. Your next chance to enter, your next keyword coming up in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd Alba, and then in the 4 o'clock hour with Dom Salvia. Pat Kreitlow kicks it off in the morning in the 7 o'clock hour.
Correct.
Up North News Radio. And then, of course, right after Pat is Earl Ingram Jr. and his show across the Civic Media Radio Network. So keep it right here. Something new out of England that I saw this morning and I just kind of loved.
Yeah.
A phone company in England has developed an AI granny to beat scammers at their own game.
Jane, whatever does this sound like?
It just so happens, Greg Bach, that we have sound of Grandmother Daisy.
Oh, that her name?
Her name is Daisy.
Ooh.
And she is there to engage with phone scammers. Calvin, let's play that little clip that we have from Grandma AI-generated Daisy.
Meet my friend, Daisy.
Hello, scammers. I'm your worst nightmare. I'm an AI created by O2 to waste phone scammers' time. So, W is then a dot.
3 times W and then dot.
I think your profession is bothering people, right?
I'm just trying to have a little chat.
It's nearly been an hour! For the love of...
Gosh, how time flies. It's showing me a picture of my cat, Fluffy.
It's showing you a picture of your cat, Fluffy.
Stop calling me dear, you stupid...
Got it, dear. Because while they're busy talking to me, they can't be scamming you. And let's face it, dear, I've got all the time in the world.
I love this so
much. Me too.
I love this so much.
It makes me so happy.
Daisy apparently breezily yammers on and on and on and on about her kitten Fluffy and then her inability to follow scammers' instructions. So I don't know if they're trying to get her to download something, but she just continues to confound. You know, she plays along.
Yeah.
Like she is trying to take part in this and she's trying to follow their instructions, but then just isn't able to do so and then keeps them on the phone for more than an hour.
I've seen other people do similar things where they will play dumb. Like, well, I guess what I need to just do. And these scammers will lose their minds. And I'm like, they're screaming at these people. Because as far as I know, like they want you to buy gift cards
and then
send them the money on the gift cards.
On the gift cards.
So that way,
right,
it's like free and clear. There's no trace.
Exactly.
You can't go to a bank.
Can't stop the payment on it.
Exactly. And these guys, I say, but this is taking that idea and really introducing that British charm of not only am I going to keep you on the phone for an hour, I'm going to remain calm.
Pleasant. Polite.
And I want to talk to you. We're just having a nice chat, dear.
Did you see my cat, Fluffy?
Yeah.
Do you know Fluffy does the silliest things?
And if I'm not mistaken, they said something to the effect that she's already talked to like 1,000 scammers. And
that's like just a dream job.
Oh, my God.
That's a dream job.
I think I could do it. I think if you gave me the tools on how to talk to scammers like Daisy... happily do it. I do it an eight hour shift. I would just sit there and be like, so what are your thoughts on the new Harry Potter TV show that's coming out soon?
How do you feel about plaid?
Do you like, some call it plaid, some people call it tartan. I guess it's just how dedicated you are to the pattern itself, dear. You know, I would, nothing better than killing people with kindness sometimes.
And frustration.
Oh, absolutely.
The company is O2 in England. They are behind the scam baiting grandma called Daisy. She can keep them on the line for more than 40 minutes at a time. Daisy was trained with the help of YouTuber and software engineer Jim Browning, who has apparently made an online career exposing scammers to his 4.4 million subscribers.
He's probably one of the guys I follow.
Could be.
Yeah.
In order to bait scammers into wasting their time, this company uses the practice of number seeding. So they put AI Granny Daisy's phone number on lists that are used by scammers to find victims.
Yeah.
How they have access to that, I find interesting.
The phone numbers?
They have access to these lists that are used by scammers. Is that just anybody can find
those? Well, they put their, those numbers are available via purchase. So if you have access to the lists themselves, whether you're purchasing them or if you're a government entity who either owns them or says we want them for whatever reason, you can find those. I mean, those are on,
they're easily available.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, the amount of times I have unsubscribed to a politician's email address for someone who I've given $20 to, and then all of a sudden some guy in Pennsylvania is like, I'm running for comptroller. I'm like, how did you get a hold of me? Because this campaign sold my information off.
The whole point of Grandma Daisy is to keep scammers away from real people and to raise awareness about the dangers of risky phone hoaxes. Mm-hmm. O2 company director of fraud says they're committed to playing their part in stopping scammers, investing in everything from firewall technology to block out scam texts to AI-powered spam call detection to keep customers safe. Crucially, Daisy is also a reminder that no matter how persuasive someone on the other end of the phone might be, they aren't always who you think they are.
No. And frankly, if someone calls you, like I feel very lucky, like I have an Android system and a Google phone. The scam technology on here is really great. If someone calls me and it like pops down, it usually will say suspected spam caller. I can block it out. Also, I have the ability to just I can screen your call. It will say, hi, this person wants to know who you are. Then you have to leave me a little message. Then I get to choose whether or not. But most of these calls coming through are already being thrown right in the bin.
Right.
But I'm getting more of them in text form now.
I am too.
So the big thing is like, all right, hi, my name is Greg. I'm calling Jane. Jane should say, all right, send me all your information in an email with X, Y, and Z, a website, a legit email. And you can always see those things too. Like, I can generate an email address that says Greg from Apple with your free Apple gift card. But if you look at the email address, it'll be like 4825 at blah, 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 blah. It doesn't look like an Apple address. So it takes a little bit of looking, but you need them to prove who they are to you.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Terry from Cross Plains texting in. Years ago, I used to tell telemarketers to call me back on another line because I couldn't hear them. I gave them the non-emergency phone number to the police department. My mom used to give the number of the cemetery. That's good, Terry.
I like this,
although the poor cemetery workers, but it's quiet there.
Don't get a lot of calls there.
It's quiet.
You can really read a book. That's the other thing, too, is like if someone's texting you, you can ask them to say, they're like, say the word watermelon. Oh, I don't know why I would do that, but I just want to know what you're up to today. You having fun? Say watermelon. And then they're not programmed to say certain words because they have their scam language.
Gotcha.
And it's always things like I'm getting a lot, hey, Greg, are we on for golf today? I'm like, you don't know.
You don't mean, yeah. The other thing I think is important to remind folks, and especially if you're on Facebook and some of those platforms and those quizzes that show up. Where in the country should you live?
Yeah.
Where, what was your childhood pet's name?
Mm-hmm.
What was your mother's maiden name?
What Harry Potter
character
are
you? What was the name of the street? What was the name of the street where you grew up?
Yep.
Those are all fishing expeditions.
Yeah.
To try and narrow down your passwords.
Oh, wow.
Think about that.
Luckily, my
and they look like these little innocuous fun.
Yeah.
You know, give us this information and I'll tell you, you know, what your favorite food is and where you should live.
That's really weird. Last week I took a quiz on Facebook that said your top five favorite passwords. No.
There would be people who would fill that out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing, though, is that we all want to say who's the sucker who would do that. I, unfortunately, am one of those suckers. I got sucked into one. But there are people out there who will just hear their grandkids' voice on the phone that's AI generated saying, right. Grandma, I need $1,000. I'm trapped in France. Send it to me. Oh, of course. There's no second thought.
You have to double check this stuff.
And, you know, one of the things we've talked about, we've spoken to Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin. They do a lot of work in scam calling, scam email, scam texting. They have a thing called the scam tracker as well. Very invested in making sure you stay safe when it comes to your communication. So you can go to the Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin and you can find out that information, and you can also report things as well.
Which is that's the next step.
Agreed. Right. Yes.
Taking it to the next step so they can put them on their scam tracker list.
Something I was doing for a very short amount of time, I would get these texts from people saying, "Hey, so I heard you're single." I would play with them a little bit. Don't. The moment you get a text from a stranger and there's no context that makes sense, block them and report them, period. Block them and report them. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about, like, if they know you and they love you, you have their phone number already. But if it's an unrecognized phone
number. Why should you not engage? Just because it proves that you are an actual human?
It proves you're a human, and they're going to get you in a conversation. They're not going to be like, "Hey, send me all your money," and be like, "Hey, would you like to invest in crypto?" They get you in a conversation. Because it could be I don't think it's a real person, but it's what's called comment farms, where AI generates the discussion points. And it's not trying to get you to send them your credit card or anything like that. They're trying to get you into a
conversation.
Yeah.
So they can soften you up.
Yeah. Don't engage at all. If you get somebody that just says, "Hi," block, report. Done.
That kind of reminds me of that new friend I made on Blue Sky, who is the grandma with four grandchildren, and she told me how nice my hair was.
So what a weird lead. Hey, nice hair.
And you know what's interesting about that is that 2 days later, the account had been deleted.
Yep. Yeah. Because what happens, a lot of people report those, especially with Blue Sky. Blue Sky is great with reporting, and they knock out accounts all the time.
Left and right.
Yeah,
most definitely. I did want to remind folks, and I'm sorry, I regret having to tell you this, but this is what's happening. Madison police are investigating a shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in 4901 East Buckeye Road in Madison. Multiple injuries reported. The scene is active. You are being asked to avoid the area, please. They are still, again, this is an active situation at this school in Madison. It is at the Abundant Life Christian School. This broke just about 20 minutes ago. As soon as we get any updates, we will pass them along to you. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Looking to rent out farmland? Peck Farms, a respected name in the community, is seeking high-quality land for long-term rental agreements. Known for their dedication to soil health, Peck Farm uses scientific benchmarks like soil testing to ensure sustainable care for the land. Long-term collaboration makes sense for landowners and farmers alike. This holiday season, ask your family if they've heard of Peck Farms and let their trusted reputation put your mind at ease. To learn more, call or text 715-894-7772 or email markpeck302@gmail.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Following up our report on states which have passed a Voting Rights Act comes an authorization to collect signatures for the Ohio Voters Bill of Rights, protecting voters from suppression tactics and implementing reforms like automatic voter registration. The state of Ohio tried to reject it. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost twice objected to the title of the measure, tactically delaying the measure beginning in early 2024 so it couldn't make the November ballot. October 30th, the Ohio Supreme Court ruled that the AG did not have the authority to reject it on the basis of its title. Then in mid-November, the Ohio Ballot Board, headed by Secretary of State Frank LaRose, approved the measure to collect signatures. If passed, the constitutional measure, similar to Michigan's 2022 initiative, would enshrine Ohio voters' right to vote early in person, by mail, or on election day, and to do so without intimidation or harassment. It allows voter registration online, at the DMV, and on election day. It gives municipalities flexibility to expand polling locations and use drop boxes, and directs that state government and the courts should defer to supporting voters' rights. Given the state's derailment of November's citizen-led redistricting commission, expect more state-sponsored shenanigans before voters weigh in. We have the full text of the Ohio Voters Bill of Rights at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Breaking news about right after the 11:30 news out of Madison. Madison police are investigating a shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. It's at 4901 East Buckeye Road. Multiple injuries reported. The scene is considered active. You are asked to avoid the area. Those are all the details that we have right now. CNN has now picked it up. I believe the Associated Press has picked it up as well. Tragic news this morning. Madison police investigating a shooting at Abundant Life Christian School, 4901 East Buckeye Road, with multiple injuries reported. They're asking folks to stay away from that area. The last thing they need in a situation like this is people gawking.
Yes.
It just makes their jobs that much more difficult. And I'm sure we will have an update for you at the noon news and all throughout the day as more details become available for you. I know our news department is jumping on this as well. Just a reminder, you have a couple minutes left until noon to text the word LIGHTS, L-I-G-H-T-S. Text the word LIGHTS via the Civic Media app. It is our statewide text to win adult gift list contest. We are playing this hour for an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Your next chance in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd Alba, and then in the 4 p.m. hour with Dom Salvia. Right now, though, the word is LIGHTS, L-I-G-H-T-S. You got to get the spelling right. It won't count otherwise.
L-I-G-H-T-S.
There you go.
LIGHTS, plural.
LIGHTS, plural. All right, just about 11:54. Kelvin, that means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever see something you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This is from today.com. Headline reads, "These Ivy League baby names may grow on you," says baby name consultant. "Parents want a name that gives off an air of polish," says baby name consultant Colleen Slagan. First of all,
whoa, There's a windup, folks.
There are baby name consultants.
Of course there are.
I thought that was your sister and your cousin and your mother and your girlfriends. This is someone's job?
Yeah, and I'm sure they make a lot of money doing it, too.
Okay. Sometimes they call it the CEO test or the Supreme Court test, but baby name consultant Colleen Slagan says many expecting parents are looking for Ivy League names. They want a name that gives off an air of polish, that ages well and will work in any environment. Colleen is a mom of three herself. She says, obviously, I don't think that just because you named your kid Onyx, they can't be a CEO. Times have changed. Culture has changed. But I think that's where the parents are coming from. At their core, they want success for their children. And they're hoping to manifest that name that evokes sophistication. Some of the Ivy League boy names, according to Mrs. Slagan, Callaway and Frazier. You name your kid Callaway, he's going to get beat up really early on in his life. Callaway.
No, yeah.
Not Calvin. Callaway.
I wasn't thinking Calvin at any point during this conversation, but you...
Whitaker.
Ugh.
Brooks. Bartholomew. Richmond Beaumont Hawthorne III. Well, you put a name, you put a number behind anything, and that's going to give you that ew. Stetson. Sure. Gwyneth Paltrow named her daughter after a piece of fruit. You can name your son after a hat.
That goes along with this whole, like, Yellowstone, Bass Reeves, Landman TV show culture we have now where guys think they're cowboys because they watch a TV show about it.
About cowboys.
So I'm going to name my son Stetson. You live in Brookfield.
Ivy League girl names, Palmer, Vivian. I like Vivian. I think that's nice.
Vivian's not, that's a beautiful
name.
That's
a pretty name.
No, that shouldn't.
Sinclair.
That is not a girl's name?
I worked for a company called, no, not Sinclair. Kensington.
I hate that.
Wellesley, which is the name of a college.
Wellesley. Yeah. Well, that's your automatic in. Like, my kids are going to be named Harvard, Exeter, Brown.
Wellesley and Yale.
And MATC.
McKinley.
Oh, God.
And Georgina. Colleen Slagan, baby name consultant, also says, if you want to find a quick way to create an Ivy League name for your baby, try using a surname or your last name as a first name. So feel free to name your child Matt Nair Schmidt, and we'll see how that works out for you.
Matt Nair on Air Schmidt. The fourth.
That wraps up today's episode of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up tomorrow, Representative Mark Pocan will be joining us. Our colleague and friend Terry Barr, the genie of just about everything at Civic Media, she will be here. We're going to talk about Haws, Humane Animal Welfare Society in Waukesha. They have a big adoption event going on, so I hope you will join us for that. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and texting and listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Stay here. News is coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome talent manager and actress Heather Arndt and Appleton-based comedian Rob Brackenridge, who drops by the studio for some laughs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turn public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is on Capitol Hill meeting with Republican senators. He's President-elect Trump's pick to run Health and Human Services. CBS's Nicole Killian.
He is under scrutiny for his position on vaccines, suggesting disproven theories that they cause autism. His personal attorney has also petitioned in the past for the polio vaccine to be revoked.
In a statement, ousted Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad says he didn't plan to leave his country, and those running it now are terrorists. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg and Moscow.
These are the first comments purportedly from Mr. Assad since those dramatic events that forced him to flee Syria.
CBS's Anna Schechter on the push to get the man charged in the CEO murder from Pennsylvania to New York.
If there is a waiving of the extradition, this could move very quickly, and you could see him back in New York the following day. I would say as soon as Wednesday. That is a possibility.
The CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.